You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you on this early Saturday morning, and this is Appointed Listening on New Beginnings, and we are glad that you're with us. And it's always important to tell a friend to join you with your favorite program. And we turn our attention now to Vision Loss Resources. They've been helping people in a number of ways in our communities for quite some time. Vision Loss Resources can be reached by calling simply 612-871-2222. I've come to call that the number you cannot forget, 612-871-2222. And joining us this morning is Susan Anderson. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources. And good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're with us. Let's talk a little bit about independence as it relates to vision loss. And I'm just curious, let's set it up this way. Maybe you're encountering a person who's losing their vision and they're going, oh my gosh, what do I do? How can I remain independent? What's the first thing that happens? Or maybe there's a story you can relate that might illustrate how help can be had.
Sure. Well, first of all, that's such a normal question to ask. You know, what can I do now? How can I even be independent if I can't see? How do I get dressed in the morning, make sure my clothes match if I can't see? How do I pay my bills if I can't read my mail? And once people are connected with us, we're able to show them different tips, different tricks. There's training that we can offer that shows that you can do all of those things I just mentioned and more. Mark is one of our facilitators that teaches in a class that we call Independent Living Skills Training. Maybe, Mark, you can tell a little bit more about what they can learn there.
Sure. Yeah. So actually, a few months ago, a woman called and said that her mother was living in another state and her dad had just died. So she wanted her to move back in with her to Minnesota. And she was kind of worried about what's the next step. Her mom had advanced stages of macular degeneration and her vision was getting worse. And so she kind of, just like you were saying, Freddie, she called and said, you know, this is happening. What can we do? So what we did do is we set up a time to do an in-home assessment with her mom. And we just went in there and spent some time just getting to understand what kind of issues she was having with her vision loss. And we suggested that she come to our independent living skills classes, which she did. And so some of the things she started to learn there, I'll just kind of give you a quick rundown of what a normal class would be like.
Sure.
So every day during that class, we use a different appliance. So we're talking about safety tips about how to, you know, cut things, how to pour things, how to measure things with vision loss. We talk about safety on the stovetop, safety with the oven, safety with the microwave. We show people how to mark their appliances so even though they have vision loss, they can still use those appliances. And so she learned that right off the bat. She loved to bake. She had stopped baking, but now you could tell that she had this renewed interest in baking and couldn't wait to get back and start to use some of these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So during these classes, we talk about anything from how better lighting can help. We talk about magnification and the different tools there are for magnification to help people read or to see photos, things like that. We talk about money management. So people say, you know, I want to handle my own money, but I have to ask somebody, is this a 5? Is this a 10? And we show them either a gadget that they can buy that can identify money. There's free gadgets out there that they can get to identify money. There's apps on your phone that can show you how to identify money. We can even go old school and show people how to fold their money in a different way so that when they reach into their wallet, they can be confident that what they're pulling out is a $20 bill or what they're pulling out is a $5 bill, things like that. So during these classes, there's a lot of things that people learn. And what I tell people usually during those classes is that when you finish these classes, we're not necessarily going to go over everything you could possibly learn about dealing with life with vision loss. But hopefully it starts to spark some other ideas. So if you see us, you know, tell you something about how to handle how to tell the difference between shampoo and conditioner in the shower, maybe you apply that to something else so that you can tell the difference between two other things. And so we don't necessarily teach you everything about everything, but we hope to kind of get the juices flowing so that you kind of start to figure out things and start to have the mindset of, well, when I run into something and I'm not sure what to do with it, instead of just saying, well, I guess that can't be done and I have to get somebody else to do that for me, you know, maybe there's a way I can adapt this so that I can stay as independent as I want to be.
Right. It's really about creative thinking, and it's about learning how to do what you used to do in just a different way.
Very interesting. I know that we have a quick set of questions here, but I'm just curious. My interest peaked when you talked about an app for the money. If you have that in front of you, if you know what the app name is, I'm sure our audience would like to know what that is. But I'm curious, what can we do about transportation when you have vision loss? Are you talked about going to Twins games and so forth in an earlier meeting when we got together. But I'm just wondering, is there a solution for that for a person who wants to live independently and handle their own transportation?
Sure. We can help people figure out different transportation options. Sometimes, depending on where you live in the city, there's neighborhood kind of volunteers that will take people to appointments and things like that. Otherwise, there's an organization called Metro Mobility, which a lot of people who come to our activities get a ride here on Metro Mobility. It's a low-cost transportation. And it's not quite a taxi cab because there has to be some planning involved, and it might take a little bit longer than a taxi would or a Lyft or an Uber, but it's definitely an option. So we kind of work with the person depending on where they live and kind of figure out what can be helpful. Another thing is that if transportation to like going to the grocery store or running your errands is an issue, we have volunteers that have all been vetted. They've gone through background checks. They've gone through interviews with us. And they're available to help people every couple of weeks just to go to their house, pick them up, take them to Cub Foods, take them to Walmart, take them to Walgreens, and help them kind of navigate the store, look at prices, make sure that they're getting things that they need. So that's another way that we can help with transportation.
Interesting. Just as a side note, television show I was watching the other day, 60 Minutes, and they were talking about an architect who had lost his vision. And he says he's better equipped now without his vision than he ever was when he was sighted. So it's just interesting that the whole world can actually open up to you. And so that's the business side of it. What about the entertainment side of vision loss? How do you help?
Well, at Vision Loss Resources, we have our own social recreational activities and outings that people are able to access. And it's much like any other type of community center as far as the programming or activities we offer. What makes a difference is that you have the support and you have programming that's been adapted to no matter where you are on that spectrum of vision loss, you're going to be able to access, you're going to be able to have fun, you're going to be able to learn and be a part of our community. Other things that we let people know about is there's a service called Talking Book. So people that were just avid readers and missed being able to turn those pages and look at their library collection and feel like that's a loss, this Talking Book program allows you to be able to still read, but through an audio form. And it's a really slick service where they're able to just mail everything to your home. So there's no need to getting transportation to and from a library. Everything is shipped at no cost. If they don't have a library book that you really want to read, but you know you have one in your collection, they will transcribe it for you if you send it in. Even if there were old love letters that you had that you can't read anymore, they will transcribe those for you and put it on a digital cartridge that you're able to use with this device that they give to you, again, at no cost.
Everyone, we're talking with Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager of Vision Loss Resources, 612-871-2222. And this is New Beginnings.
At Vision Loss Resources, we understand. We know that vision loss leads to struggles with daily tasks and feelings of isolation that can be overwhelming. Through our expertise, range of resources, and supportive community, you or someone you care for can learn to adapt, connect, and thrive. We're Vision Loss Resources. Our number is 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.